are classic California things.
Yes, they are.
Coastline.
And sycamore, too.
Sycamore, yes.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make those little round balls, and yes, mm-hmm. right.
They need a lot of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And up in Northern California, the aspen, not aspen, the... What in the world are these out here?
Poplars?
No, not poplar. Anyway,
I can't help you on that.
They have a lot of different trees up there because they have water.
It's so different.
Down here, you know, we didn't even have palm trees. That they're not, you know,
no.
indigenous.
No, they're not. I think once you hit about Santa Barbara or Cambria, then you start seeing different things.
Yes. True. That far up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you call bushes, maybe foundation plantings that you make that are nice things that you want and like and are pretty and you put there? What is the name? What's that generic term?
Shrub?
Yeah. Okay. Different kinds of cactus names?
Oh, gee. Well, there's the barrel cactus, and there's the yucca, that's considered a cactus, and there's the aloe, they consider that a cactus, and I guess even the Joshua tree.
Yes.
They call them cactus, but I understand they were originally water lilies.
Oh, really?
In the old sea.
And those cholla and cactuses.
The stovepipe and. I don't know.
Saguaro
and something. All those, yeah.
My grandfather swore that the proper pronunciation was saguaro.
It might be.
And he may have been right.
Yeah.
We always said
and of course,
saguaro.
Then the plain old cactus that you get cactus apples off of, those are the most prevalent around here. I don't know what they call them, but.
No, that's right. When you think of cactus, that's the one. And Mexicans make jam out of those apples. You have to be careful eating them, too.
Yes.
You have to eat around the things.
Yes.
But
I've known people who ate them, but you have to know how to do it. You know, get all those
because there are
stickers out.
Inside. And
I used to like the cactus candy that we'd get down on Alvira Street.
Yeah, they really make use of those. Like palm cactus or something? I don't know.
They even cut them up and cook them.
Yes, the green part,
yeah.
Not just the fruit.
Yeah.
The green part. Birds like the fruit, I know. Any kind of vine, special vines that are indigenous to the area?
Well, there's always poison oak.
Yeah, true. I hadn't thought of that, right.
Yeah.
But not especially.
There was ivy in the old days around the springs and that sort of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But they brought in all kinds of nice